So we're going to start. We are on Kuf Yud Ches. We're going to move. Today's like we break for nobody. Gozel es chavero. Someone steals from his friend. O shehilve mimeno. Or he borrowed from him. O shehifkid lo. Or his friend deposited a picado for him to watch. Meaning he is in possession of his friend's item. B'yishuv. All this was done in the city. B'yishuv. Lo yachshel over midbar. He cannot return. If his friend doesn't ask him for the money, he cannot go ahead and return it to him in the midbar, because that's not a makom that's mishtamer, and I the lender, or I the maftin, or I the one who lost it, I'm not going to be able to keep it here. So you can't come ahead and give it to me in a place where I'm not going to be able to watch it. Menaslat seis b'midbar, but on condition to go to the desert, then yachslo b'midbar. Then the lova can return the money in the desert. It's a little cryptic, so the Gemara doesn't explain what that means. So basically, we have over here is the Mishnah says that you cannot return an item, can't return a loan in the midbar. Remember, we have a kasha from a brisa. Milva mishtalemes b'chol makom. A milva, meaning a loan, can be paid back to the lender in any place, mashma, even in the midbar. Right? But aveda, pikadon, ein mishlami melu b'makomon. But an aveda and a pikadon can only be given back. The shomer can't give it back. The motzei aveda can't give it back. Ela bim makomon, only in their place. Meaning, now it seems like, in the place where the nifkad or the motzei aveda are. So bottom line is, the Gemara seems to say, is that you can pay back the loan anywhere, which goes against our Mishnah, which says you can't pay back the loan in the Midbar. So Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Hachi Amar, this is how you explain the Braisa. Milve nitna li tava b'chol makom. The lender can make his claim against the borrower and say, pay me back wherever the borrower is. The borrower can't just go pay back the milveh wherever he is, but the milveh, Rashi says, because Yodo al-Yona can go and claim from the, can force the lovet to pay him back, even in the Midbar. That is assuming that the lovet has other money, because you can't leave him destitute in the desert, because then he's going to have hakatzaris. So you have to, if he has all the money, you can demand it back. B'chol makom. But aveda o pikadon lo nitnu li tava ela b'mkomon. But the aveda and the pikadon, the owner of the item, cannot make the claim for them and force the finder or the shomer to pay him back, except in its place. Rashi says, Oh no, he says nitli tava, that's only by the malva, imnirtza malva, the other aliona. But when it comes to a pikadon and when it comes to an aveda, he cannot force him to give it back to him, except in its place, I guess, because that's the place where it's being watched. Right, it's always going to be the loan theoretically is to be used, so the loan could be in his pocket at any time, but the pikadon and the aveda, he's watching it, we're in his house. So there's no way to make a claim for him out in the desert. Okay. Al menaslat seis lemidbar. The end of the Mishnah says that, but if they make this tanai, al menaslat seis lemidbar, then you can pay him back in the midbar. The Gemara says, pshita. If they make the tanai, that you can pay me back in the desert, then of course you can pay him back in the desert. All the things that we always do are just like the stam. But if you make a tanai, you make a condition, you make a contract, that's what you go by. So the Gemara says, lo tzricha. Now the case is as follows. The amrale, the mafkid, says to the shomer, lahave ha pikadon gabech, you should watch this pikadon, the ana lemidbar nafkina, because I am going to the desert, I'm going to travel. Vamar le'iu, and the shomer says, yeah, so am I. Ana lemidbar nami ba'ina le'meipak, I'm also going. So, b'di'iba'ina lahadei le'chacham, asam mehadrein lach. And it's as if, by the shomer saying, I'm also going to the desert, it's an unwritten tanai, that they both agree that he can pay him back in the desert. Because he's saying, he's giving him the pikadon, with the knowledge that the guy, the shomer, is going to be going with him along on the trip. Okay. Next Mishnah. Ha'omer l'chaveiro. Okay, so I say to you, gizaltich, I stole from you, hilvaltani, or I say I borrowed from you, or I say hifkadi etzli, or you deposited an item by me. Ve'eini yodea im hechazarti l'cha, im lo hechazarti l'cha. But I don't recall, I don't know whether or not I paid you back or I returned the item to you. So the Mishnah says, chayev v'shalem. In that instance, I have to pay. We'll see what the Mishnah means as well. He says, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know whether you lent it to me. I don't know whether they borrowed it. I don't know whether they deposited by me. Then he's put to the pay. So Gemara is going to ask, what's the case? Was there a claim beforehand or no claim beforehand? So Gemara says, Itmar. First Gemara says, according to Braisa, Manali Biyotha, I say that I owe you $100. The Hala Omer, or right, that's the other way around. You say to me, you make a claim to me that I owe you the money. V'hala omer in your day. And I say, I don't know. Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Amri Chayev. Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda say that I am now obligated to pay you back the $100. My claim of I don't know My claim of I don't know now is not enough to deflect the claim. Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan, and Amri Potter, I don't have to pay. So Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, and Mechayev, why do they say that you're Chayev? They say, Bari V'Shem, Bari Yodif. You claim for certain that I owe you $100. I say I don't know. They claim Bari V'Shem, Bari Yodif. The certain claim trumps the uncertain claim. But Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan, and Amri Potter, okay, I'm one of the Cheses Mari. No, you have a Cheses Mari Kama, that the money belongs to me. You're making a claim. You can't be Motzi Mamon for me without a Raya. Your claim is not a raya. You have to have Adim, Mishtar, you have something. Your claim is not sufficient. It can't be Motzi Mamon for me. So the Ma'al Gemara wants a proof from our Mishnah. Tanan, the Sefer of Mishnah says, Avalim Amrlo, if the, right, our Mishnah says, if the guy says, I don't know, any Odehim in Voltani, Putter, he is Putter. So if I don't say, I don't know, I'm Putter, so that seems like a question on Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, said Chayev. So Hei Chidami, what's the case? What's the case in our Mishnah? If the Mishnah is talking about a case where there is no claim, I just woke up to you and say, hey, Simcha, I don't know. I don't know if I owe you $100. What does that do? Why? So that's the case, I don't know. So yeah, of course I'm putter. But why in the case of the Reisha, Nami Lo Katavale? If for consistency purposes, if the safe was without a claim, the Reisha should also be without a claim. So Reisha Nami Lo Katavale. So therefore, if the Reisha was without a claim, and I say, you lent to me, I borrowed from you, or I have something of yours, am I chayiv? Why would I be chayiv in the Reisha? There's no claim. There's no obligation without a claim. That's just the way it works. So Ella the Katavale must be a case where he made a claim. So he makes a claim in the Reisha, so he's making a claim in the Sefer. The Katani Sefer, Patam L'Shalem. And the Sefer says, Patam L'Shalem. The case of the Sefer would then be, you say to me that I have $100 of yours, and I say, I don't know. And then the Sefer of the Mishnah says, Pater. So that's a Kasha, Arav Huna, of Yehuda. Because they say in that exact case, you would be Chayiv. So Mar says, Lo, Le'olam, De'lo Katavale. There is no claim. Ah, if there's no claim, so why in the Reisha are you Chayiv? Right? So he says, if I say, you don't make a claim to me, but I say, I think I borrowed $100 from you, so I don't remember if I paid you back. So I'll pidin, there's nothing, because there was no claim against me. But min ha-shamayim, the Mishnah is saying that you would have to pay. Rashi says, since I'm admitting that I stole something from you, lo nafik edei shamayim ad avin ha-shava, you know, biyotzi edei shamayim until I pay you back. Neither of them know. There's no right. It seems to be a case of there's no claim. Did I steal from you? He didn't say anything. I don't know. I mean, what's the story? So then, lekashum tainasvari. There's no definitive claim anywhere. Lo tzarech hamifle shemayim. So even in that case, there's no tzarech shemayim because no one's saying anything definitive. Only if I definitively say I borrowed from you, you didn't say anything to me. No, I'm not. I borrowed $100 from you. Okay. You know, so midei shemayim, I have to pay you back. Itmar nami, we learned similarly. Amar Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ha'omer lechavero. I say to you, you say to me, manali biyotcha that I owe you $100. V'hala omer ini odeya, and I say I don't know. So may psada din on putter because the psada din on putter because there's no raya, just a claim. There's no raya. Nevertheless, chayev bevalitzei shidei shemayim. If I wanted a yotzi midei shemayim, I should pay you back because here I have a bari claim, the bari claim that I owe you money, my shema claim, I don't owe you money, if I paid in, I don't have to pay you back because there's no edus, there's no testimony, there's no raya, there's no proof, but yidei shemayim, I should pay you back. Okay, next. This is a very cryptic Mishnah, so we'll read the Mishnah plainly, and then you'll see the Gemara has four ways of interpreting the Mishnah. Hagonev tale mina eder. So I go ahead and I steal a sheep from the flock, v'hechziroho, and I return it back. I turn it. Basically, it seems to be that the guy didn't know I stole it from him, and he doesn't know I returned it to him. That could be the case. I steal a sheep, I put it back. I paid it back. Yeah, I guess I have karata. It doesn't matter. Whatever the case would be, or my wife told me you did a bad thing. Whatever the case is. Hagonev talem in ha'eder v'hechziroho, umeis onignav, and then that specific sheep dies or was stolen. Chayiv achar yiso. I, the ganavim, still chayiv to pay back that sheep. Because it's not considered a hashav, it seems like, until the owner knows that it's returned. Lo yadu bailim, lo b'gnevasav lo b'chaziraso. But the owner doesn't know that it was stolen. He doesn't know that it was returned. Umana es hatzlon u'shleimahi. But he goes ahead and he counts his flock. Hey, everything is here. And then it would get stolen or it would get lost. Then potter. Then the ganav who returned it would be potter. So the Gemara is very cryptic. What does that mean? So Amar, we're going to have Rav, Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Chisda. So Amar Rav, this is the case. Ledas, tsarech ledas. If the sheep, if the owner knows that the sheep was stolen, then the owner needs to be told that it was returned. Ledas, tsarech ledas. Shelo ledas, meaning if the owner does not know that it was stolen, so of course you can either tell him that you returned it. Minyan poter. If the owner counts his sheep and turns out that they're all there, you're all the ganav is also poter. That's considered a proper hashava. And so therefore, v'chi katani umano satzon v'hishlema asefa. So then the case where the Mishnah says that if he counts the tzon and it is all they're all there, and that you're poter, that goes on the sefa. The case of the sefa was the case. I'm confused. The case of the sefa was okay. Baruch Hashem. The case of the sefer was where he stole it without his knowledge and returned it without his knowledge, but he counts, that's why it's considered a good hashava. The only time he has to know, or be told it was returned, is if he was told or he knows that it was taken. That's according to Rav. Shmuel Amar, Bein Ladas, Bein Shlo Ladas, Bein Potter. Whether the owner knew that the item was stolen, or whether the owner did not know that the item was stolen, you do not have to tell the owner that it's returned. Rather, if he knows on his own by counting that it was returned, you are potter. Minyan poter. V'chikatani umanu v'hishlema potter. And when the Mishnah says if he counts and everything is there, you're potter. Akula. That's going both in the Reisha and the Seifa, where the owner knew or had knowledge that the sheep was stolen or not. Rav says it's only going on the Seifa. Shmuel says it's going on both. So now we're going to have the other ways. Count all the permutations. Rav Yochanan Omer as follows: Ledas, if the sheep was stolen when the owner knew it was stolen, minyan poter. Then even if he just counts later and he sees it's all there, you did a good chazara and you're poter. Shelo ledas, if he doesn't know that it was stolen, afilu minyan nami lo tzarech. You don't even need to counting. Once you give it back, you give it back. If he never knew it was stolen, then you return it, you put it back, and there's no problem. You return it, then you're done. Right? Afilu minyan nami lo tzarech. So where does it say that you have to count the tzon for and to be complete for him to be potter? That's a resha. That's going on the resha. The case of the resha is where he stole it ledas bailim. Rav Chisda Amar. Rav Chisda says as follows: ledas bailim minyan poter. If the owner knew that it was stolen, then all the owner has to have doesn't have to be told it was returned. If he counts and everything is there, you're potter. Shelo ledas, but the owner never knew it was stolen. Tzarech das. Then he has to be told that it's returned. So it's a little counterintuitive. If the owner never even knew that it was stolen to begin with, then you return it, you have to tell him. Right? And then, umanu asatzon v'hishlema, it's also going on resha. That if he count, the case where it says, if he counts the tzon and it's complete, that is going on the resha with, that's going on the resha, the case of that Rabdas, where he knew. Because if he doesn't know, counting is not enough. If he doesn't know, it has to be told. So the Gemara says, Amarava, what's the logic behind that? What's the logic to say that he never knew it was stolen, and now you have to tell him that you returned it? It goes against, we always say, it's like, if you speak to the Lashon Hara about somebody, you're supposed to go tell them to ask for forgiveness. It's all machlokas, whether or not you should do that, because now you maybe will hurt him more. What about here? The guy never knew it was stolen, so I don't have to tell him anything. I returned it, I'm done. Rav explains, my time at Rav Chisda, what's the reason of Rav Chisda? Because Ho'il v'ankita nigre b'raisa. Basically what he's saying is that the sheep tasted the sweet taste of freedom, and now it's going to be more difficult for him to watch. So you have to tell the owner, listen, that sheep number 27 that I stole, I took it out of the flock. So now I guess the nature of the sheep now is that it's going to tend to leave the flock by itself. You have to pay more attention to it. So therefore I have to tell the owner. Without the owner not knowing about it, he won't know that he has to pay extra attention to this sheep. Right, Rashi says, second Rashi, hold the Antra Nagri Baraita, Lamida let's say slachutz or may at least now it's used to going lamda let's say slachutz. Sorry, it learned to go outside or may at let's tzrichashim or yofa. Now it needs a better watching. The cave one the lo yodu bailim lo mizharibay. And if you don't tell the owner, he's not going to be careful. Aval ladas when it comes ladas minyan poter shari hikirush nigdav v'chsiru me'akshav yizorba. If he knows it was stolen, then he counts and it's all there. He's all good because he knows which one was stolen and he knows it's back, so he'll watch it. Okay. Those are the four ways to answer the Mishnah. So the Gemara then says, "Umi Amar Rava Haki." Did Rava really say this? It seems over here, Rava only asks, "What's the svar of Chisda?" Mashma that he's paskening like Rav Chisda, which I think actually is the way we do paskening. But he's so Umi Amar Rava Haka. Vaha Amar Rava didn't Rava say as follows: "Hai man de chazi le chavrei, the agbe imar me'erit edra didei, balabayis sees that someone is stealing his sheep." From his flock. Urama Bekola, And he calls out. He says, hey, what are you doing? He calls out, Vishadye, and the thief just drops it and runs away. Velo yada, and the Baal HaBayis doesn't know, Ihadre ilo hadre. He doesn't know whether the sheep went back to his flock or not. Did not go back to his flock. So this is a case of he doesn't know that it was returned. Umes unignav. Then he finds out that that sheep, I don't know exactly what the case is, but he finds out later that sheep was killed, or that sheep was stolen, it's gone. So chayev achriyosun, the original gayev is chayev. Of course he didn't return it. So right, my lav afal gav demani. Is this not a case even though he counted, the Baal HaBayis went ahead and counted his sheep, and he finds out that everything is complete. So according to this, and this Rava still says, Yichayev Achriyaso. So this case, Rava says that a Geneva Ladas, minion is not enough. You have to be told for certain that it is returned to the flock. And that's not like Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said that by Geneva Ladas, you only need to be able to count. And once you count it, and you know it's all there, you're good to go. So the Gemara says, lo, the low money. What's your assumption is, your Hanach is, that he counted. He didn't count in this case. So, but don't prove to me that counting is not enough. Had he counted, it would have been enough. But here's a case he didn't count, and therefore it's not enough.
So if you're returning your pot for kefil?
If you consider it a valid return,
yeah,
then you're potter forever, whatever obligations would have been incumbent on you. If you're not, then whatever obligations are incumbent on you, if that includes kefil, then yeah, you still be chayiv. Umi amar Rav Achi. Now, did Rav really say this? Well, Rav was number one, we explain the Mishnah. Rav said that if it's Ladas, if the owner knows it was stolen, you have to be told it was returned. If he doesn't know it was stolen, so long as he counts it and sees everything is there, it's not, then the Ganav is Potter. Umi Amar Rav Hachi, V'ha Amar Rav, Hechziro Le'eder Sheba Midbar Yotza. If you return it to the flock that's in the desert, and the Bailim don't know whether or not it was stolen, and then it was returned, you're Yotza. But you see from Rav that you don't even need minion. If Gneva Shalom Ladas doesn't even need minion, just have to return it. That's not like Rav. That really is, I think, the way that that Rav Yochanan said. Right, that was Rav Yochanan, not Rav. So what's going on here? So Gemara says, Amar Chanan Bar Abba Moder Rav Biriku Aso. Make a Kimta that Rav's case is dealing with like a spot. I think it's a speckled. I don't know how he translates that.
Spotted lamb.
Spotted lamb. Okay, it's spotted, so it's known. He can recognize it. He doesn't have to count it. The idea of counting is to recognize everything is there. But if he recognizes his sheep, he knows his merchandise pretty well, and he sees it in the flock. That's why it's returned. So yeah, he does have to know that it's returned. You thought that he meant to say that he doesn't have to even know. No, this is a case where he has to know, but his knowledge is based on something else. His knowledge is not based on counting. His knowledge is based on identifying the return sheep. Okay. Lema kitanai. Let's see. Let's say that some of the machlokas over here between the Amorayim about returning with knowledge or not knowledge. Let's say that that's the same machlokas of Tanayim as follows. Hagonev talem mina eder. So I steal a lamb or a sheep from the flock. Veselim in a kiss. I also steal some coins from your pocket. I pickpocket you. Lemakom shagun of yaxir. The halacha is in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of a heshiv sagzela shergazel the chiyuv, then and not be chayiv anymore for the achrayas, I have to return it to the place of where I stole it from. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. That is the words of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva Omer. Rabbi Kiva says no. It's not enough just to return it to the place. Tzarich das bailim. You have to tell the owner that you returned it. You have to let him know that you returned it. And if I don't tell him that I returned it, and then that sheep dies, I still have a chrayas for the item because the owner doesn't know that it is returned. So if the stone got stolen again, I'm still a ganav. I never returned it. So savrua. So everyone holds the kuli alma istlu de Rabbi Yitzchak. That everyone holds like Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak famous in from Eilim Atzius. Kuli alma istlu de Rabbi Yitzchak who holds dam Rabbi Yitzchak adam osoy lemashmish bekisa bekol shah. A person typically checks his wallet and counts his coin as he's traveling. I don't know if the kolsho means literally all the time, but it does a significant amount of time does not pass without somebody counting the change of the money in his wallet. So that's the case. So people are going to know. Essentially, people are going to know that there's stuff missing from his wallet. Right? Adam also the mashmesh bekiso bekolsho. And therefore what? So my lav, so what's the case? Is besel ladas. So the case is if I stole the item, he's going to know that I stole the coin. Why is he going to know? Because everyone says that he got checks, counts his money, so he checks. So it's bestella was bedas, and therefore, if the case is bestella midas, I guess the case would then be as well that it's bedas. He stole the for consistency's sake. So it would be consistency's sake. It would be that he stole the sheep or the lamb midas as well. My la bestella midas. Ubiplukta de Rabu Shmuel. And the machlokus is going to be like Rabu Shmuel. So the case we over here says that you have to, it's stolen the das. Do you have to notify the? Do you have to notify the owner that you returned it? Rabbi Shmuel says that you just have to give it back to the owner without notifying him. Is it a whole like Shmuel who says bein ladas bein lelodas minyan poter? As long as you count it, it's enough. Here's a case of counting. You don't have to know. You don't have to be told that it was returned. According to Rabbi Kiva, who says that you have to sarich das bailim, he's going to hold like. I guess he's going to hold like Rav, who says that the Gnev Ladas, if it's a case of where you know that it was stolen, the only way it's considered a valid chazar, a valid return, is if you tell the Bailim that it was returned. So that might be the Machlokas, where it says, I don't know if somebody's gears here with the low. Well, let's just read it. Low. No, that's not the Machlokas, in Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Rather, the case over here is Bitlesh Lo Ladas, Ubitlukta Rav Chiz Rabbi Yochanan. Here we're talking about a case of where it was shalolodas. You stole the tle shalolodas, and their machlokas here is according to Rav Chizr of Yochlan. Rabbi Yishmael, who says that all you have to do is return it to the place of where you stole it from, and you don't need a das bailim, he holds Rabbi Yochlan, who says Gneva shalolodas does not even minion is not enough. Sorry. Gneva shalolodas, you don't need anything. You don't even need to count it. You just return it, and you're done. That was Rabbi Yochlan. But Rabbi Kiva is going to hold that you need dice by him. It's a hold like Rav Chizda says, Ganevish Lolodas. Right at the end, we said Rav Chizda hold Ganevish Lolodas. You have to return it. You have to give it back because you have the problem of now knowing which sheep had left. So so Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Chizda. Rav Chizda holds like Rabbi Kiva. So I have two questions on this, and we'll just that. Number one, we said, let's say the machlok is like Tanai, and then we brought maybe the machlok in Rav Shmuel is machlok's time. We say, no, it's not a machlok's Tanai. Rather than just say the other machlok somewhere is machlok's Tanayim. So why are we saying low? Maybe that's why the problem with the Giris is not there. It is a machlok's Tanayim. Just we got the wrong Amarayim to start. The other question is that Rav Chizda said his din that by Ganevish Lolodas, you have to return Ladas Bailim. Rav gave the reason. The reason was because we're afraid if you don't tell him about the sheep, that sheep's now tasted the taste of freedom is going to leave. What does it have to do with this, with the kesef, with the money from the purse? Right. So again, it's not my question. I thought it, but the Marsha asked the question. Rav Chizda's logic only applies by the case of the sheep. This is a talk. Rav Yishmael and Rav Kiva are also arguing by stealing money from a guy's wallet. And he say, and then he's oh, he lines up like Rav Chizda, but that only makes sense by the sheep case, not by the money case.
That answers the robber's show.
Sorry.
That answers
robber. What do you mean that? That's how robber explained Rav Chizda.
No, the money answers robber's question about tasting the freedom. Money doesn't taste freedom.
Exactly. That's my question. So why? Why are you saying that this is definitely a machlokas?
Because even if you don't hold like that sheep, then the animal is away.
But Rava says the only reason why Rechizna said that is because the animal tasted freedom. If something doesn't taste freedom, why do you have to tell him to return it? The only reason we had to tell him in that case is because it tasted the freedom. The money never tasted freedom. It's inanimate, like you're saying. I just don't think it's a consistent. I don't think it goes across the board. Okay, Amar Rav Zvid. Now there can be another way to explain the machlokes in Rebbe and Rabbi Shmuel and Rebbe between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rav Zvid Mishmei Derava. Okay, I think the gear here is Begonev. Begonev may Rishus Bailim. If someone steals directly from the property of the owner, Kuli Amalo Pligli Kedar Rav Chizda. Everyone holds that you have to be like Rav Chizda. That if it's shalola das bailim, you still have to give the owner notice that it's returned. V'hacha, but their machlokes were between. I guess it's only talking about the sheep case. But their machlokes between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva is b'shomer she'ganav mirishuso. It's a custodian who steals it. The shomer steals it, meaning I am a shomer. I'm watching it. I say, you know what? I like it, and I pull it out of my rishus and I bring it somewhere else. So I stole it from my rishus, and then I have karata, right? The question is whether if he has charata, is it enough for him just to return it back to the place where it was originally placed to be watched? Right? It was stolen. I saw him watching it in my house. And I take it and bring it to my office. Is it enough to just bring it back to my house for that to be considered a chazara? Rabbi Kiva Savar, Kalso Shmirasa. Rabbi Kiva says, no, once I stole it, I am no longer shomer. I have completely cut off my identity as a shomer, and therefore, in order to return it, I can't just return it to my house. That's still my possession as a ganav. I have to return it directly to the owner. Whereas Rabbi Shmuel holds Savar lo kasul shmiraso. If the owner doesn't even know that it was removed from the place that I had it to another place, so I'm still a shomer in his mind. So I bring it back to the place that I had it. That's considered a chazara. That's considered enough of a return.
Okay. So he can be a shomer and tanav at the same time.
He wasn't. He was a shomer. Then he stole it, and now he reverts back to being a shomer. He was neither at the same time. He reverted. He stole it, and he returned it. Considered a valid return, and then he picks up on being a shomer. So now the Gemara says lema. Maybe we'll say minyan poter tanaihi. This machlokus that we had about whether or not someone counts all the time, the counting and knowing that everything's there based on the count, if that's considered a good chazara, maybe that's a machlokus tanaim. The Tanya with the following brisa. Hagozel eschavero, someone steals something from his friend, and he was embarrassed. He wants to return it. So what does he do? He goes to the guy's store, he buys himself a Kit Kat. Instead of paying $1.25 for the Kit Kat, he gives him $10. He returns the whole thing and says, you know, keep the change. He returns it that way. So the hivliya lo b'cheshbon. He gives it back to him in the cheshbon. So tani chada yotza. One, Bryce says that he's yotza yidei chov of returning the geneva. V'tani idach lo yotza. And the other Bryce says he's not yotza. So savrua, number one, we say the assumption being, which right away we say savrua, you know, the way to answer this is to say, we don't hold that. But savrua, the kuli ama is lehud Rav Yitzhak, that everyone holds like Rav Yitzhak, the amar adam asoy lemashmish b'kisa b'chashah b'shah, that a person typically checks his wallet, knows how much money he has in his wallet. Here we're talking about a cash register, it's a little different, we'll see. But he knows how much money he has. So my love, b'haikam iflugi. And let's just say that this is the machlokus between the braisos. Demand the amar yotza, the one who says that you yotze by returning it with this havla, with this adding the extra money, yotza savar minyan poter. He says that minyan is poter, and therefore, when the guy's counting his money, he'll see he has the extra money, he'll know that it was returned. Hey, he'll know it was stolen. Hey, because he always counts. He always knows it counts, and then he gets it back, and now he knows, so it's returned. Umand amar lo yotza savar minyan poter. He says counting, the guy does not, just by counting and knowing that you have all your stuff, does not count as a return. So Amri, Bnei Yeshiva said, "Isvir k'Rabbi Yitzchak. If you hold like Rav Yitzchak, kliyam lo pligi the minyan poter. If you hold like Rav Yitzchak, everyone's gonna hold that counting is enough because you know it's back. You know the money's there. Ela bid Rav Yitzchak mifli. No, the machlokas here is whether or not we hold like Rav Yitzchak. Mar the brisa that says that you were yotze by returning it. Sabar k'Rav Yitzchak. You know, isle Rav Yitzchak holds like Rav Yitzchak. Therefore, the guy's gonna constantly count his money, and therefore he's gonna know it was returned. Umar less later Rav Yitzchak, and the one the brisa that says they not yotze that you hold by returning the extra money." In the price, he says, does not hold a Rabbi Yitzchak. A person doesn't typically count his money all the time, and therefore he doesn't have minyan, he doesn't have counting, and he's still chayiv. I don't know. Even according to Rabbi Yitzchak, seems to say that you count it multiple times. Doesn't mean that you never, if you don't hold a Rabbi Yitzchak, doesn't mean you never count it. It means you will eventually count it, just not as often as Rabbi Yitzchak. So you still will know about it. Eventually you're going to have the minyan. Eventually you're going to count the money in your wallet. Rabbi Yitzchak just says you count it, you know, kol shah. I don't know. It's funny. When I know that I have less time to actually say the daf, I just prepare less. So I didn't look into these kashas. It's a bad thing. Eva is Ema, or you could say the Kuleyama is Rav Yitzchak. Everyone holds like Rav Yitzchak. Sorry?
Did you say that on the recorder?
Yeah, it's okay. I say a lot of things on the recorder. Don't worry. Eva.
We'll have to edit that out.
No, I don't edit. There's no filter. Eva is Ema, the Kuleyama, it's Lady Huda Rav Yitzchak. Or you could say everyone holds like Rav Yitzchak, which means you're constantly checking the money in your wallet. So what's the machlokas? Lokasha. How the money Ramili Bikise, how the money Ramili Yadei. The difference is whether you put the money back into his pocket, and there's a person constantly checks his pocket, he will know, and therefore that's considered a return. Vaha the Bryce says that you're not Yotze, sticking back where you gave it to his hands. You put it into his hands. And therefore what? You put it into his hands, and therefore he doesn't put it into his pocket. So he checks his pocket, but doesn't check his hands. I thought maybe the difference would be is he puts it in his pocket is one thing, he puts it into the register, it's a different thing. He doesn't constantly check the register. I don't know, but I'm not sure how that answers. Vibai's Ema, EDVED, the money run bikise. Both cases where a guy, you return it into his wallet. So he should know. The ha istle zuzi akrin bikise, ha delesle zun akrin bikise. I think this is similar where David was going. It depends as to whether or not, I still don't know what the difference is. It depends on whether or not he had other money in his pocket. So if he had other money in his pocket, he doesn't know how much, so when you return him extra, he won't know that the extra was there. And the other mandarman says, no, he knows exactly how much money was in the pocket, and therefore when you return it and he sees that it's extra, he'll know that it was returned. So it seems like when Rav Yitzchak says that he checks it, he doesn't check constantly. Because if he checks it constantly, then there will never be a case where he doesn't know how much money is in his wallet. It must be that he checks it from time to time, and you got him in between countings. I'm not sure. Okay. Next Mishnah. These are going to give a list of things that you can't buy from people because there's a chash that they are stolen. So, ein lochem min haroim. You can't purchase from the shepherds tzemer, chalav, gedayim. You can't buy wool. You can't buy milk. Gedayim are like little sheep. Yeah, little sheep. Because we're closer that maybe these are taken from the owners of the people who deposited by the shepherd to watch for them. V'lo mishomri peros, and you can't take from those who guard the peros, etzim peros, you can't buy the trees, or you can't buy fruits. Avalokim min hanashim klitzemer b'Yehuda klitpushlam b'Galil. In these places, in Yehuda, you can buy from the women wool, and in Galil, you can buy linen from them. Because that, even though in these places the women typically deal, with this, so you won't be choshes that they stole it without the rishus of the baal. That's their typical job. So most, if they typically deal with it, I guess there's no chash that they stole it. I don't know. And the agalim b'sharon, you can buy these calves from the shepherds in Sharon, because there, that's a place where people typically watch these calves, and therefore what? It's typical for the shepherds, I guess, to buy them when they're young and to grow them. It's their business. And to grow them and sell them. So it basically depends on the marketplace. If it's something that's in the marketplace, it's typical for the shepherd to own, you can purchase for them. Bikulan, and in all these cases, I guess, where you are permitted to buy from them, if amru lehatmin usr, if they tell you, it's pretty obvious, they tell you, you know what, hide what I sold from you, then it's usr sell from you, because then it's pretty certain that the item is hot, and they don't want everyone to know that you have it. But, and then the Mishnah continues, v'lochim beitzim v'tarnagolim b'kol makom. Any place you can buy eggs, and you can buy chickens from anyone. We're not cautious that those are stolen, because I guess the profit margin is so small, so people don't typically go out of their way to steal these things where the profit margin is so small, so you can assume that it actually belongs to them.
It's about shatness, wool and linen.
Wool and linen is shatness, but it has nothing to do with what we're talking about here. We're talking about Klit Semer and Yehuda, Klit Pishton and Galil. They're two different locales. So, Tana Rabbanan, Ein Lochim, and we're learning a Brisa, Ein Lochim and Aroin, V'lo Izin, V'lo Gedayim, V'lo Gizin, V'lo Tlushim Shel Tzemer. You can't buy all these things. Aval Lochim Mehen Tfurin. But if it's a sewn garment, if it's sewn together, you can purchase them. Why? Mipnei Shehen Shalahen. Because no matter what, they belong to the to the shepherd. Why? Rashi says, Aval Tfurim. Begadim tfurim the inami gunvu kananu b'shinoi. Because even if they stole it, they made a shinoi. It's a shinoi maisa. It's a full-fledged shinoi. They stole wool. They made it into an art garment, so it belongs to them. So you can buy it. They still have to obviously pay back the owner, but you can buy it from them. And then it says v'lochin mehen chalav u'gvinaba midbar. In the desert, you can buy milk and cheese from them. Why? Below the yeshuv, but not in the city. Why? Chalav gvina b'dvar. The Rashi says the ein derech bailim leilach sham the litlam the haroa natalan. It's not typical, I guess, for the owner to go over there and leave it for the roa there. So I guess if you're that area, it must belong to him because people don't use the deposit over there. But in the yeshuv, you can't do that because you have to assume that it belongs to somebody else. V'lochi mehen arba v'chamesh tzon. You can buy from them 4 or 5 tzon, arba v'chamesh gizin, or 4 or 5 other type of animal. Because they say that typically that the sheep can't steal so much without the balabais knowing about it. So if he's going to sell you 4 or 5, if he hears the balabais will know about that sale and protest. If there's no one protesting, you obviously assume that it belongs to him. Avalo shtei tzon, velo shtei gizin, but not two. Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda says, by a sos, lochi mehen. If you have this type of sheep that returns back to their owner's house at night, that you can buy from them. The question is whether it's only two or not. You can buy that from them. Because, that again, the Baal Bais will know if it doesn't return. So there's going to be a protest. And if there's no protest, obviously it belongs to him. But midbarios, but these sheep that never return back to the owner, to the house, ain't lochi mehen. You can't buy from them. The question is, can you not buy from them two? But you can't buy four. We'll see in a moment what Rabbi Huda is talking about. Kol shadavar, we have a klal. Kol shaharoe mocher ubalabais margishbo. Welcome in. Any item that the roe sells, and it's an item that typically the owner would protest for the sale, he would feel the loss that you can buy from them because if something's up, the owner will come out of the woodwork. Ain margishbo, but if something the balabais wouldn't know about, or wouldn't make any complaints about, then ain lochin mehen, you can't buy from them because you have to be choshes that maybe they were stolen. Amamar. So learn the Brisa said, Lo kamen arba v'chamesh sov arba v'chamesh git zizin. You can buy four or five. Hashto yishloma arba zvinin chamesh miboy. So you tell me you can buy four. So you can, why can't you tell me five? Four or five. Just tell me four. I know I can buy five. Five is greater than four. If I can buy less, I can buy more. So Amar Chizda, the case is arba amito chamesha. No, not four or five. It's four out of five. I can buy four out of five. Because if the guy's shepherding five tzon, you can buy four from him, because there's no way that he can steal so much, such a large percentage of his flock without the owner noticing it. Okay. I don't know, maybe each one's own deposited by somebody else. So I don't know, okay. The Ikada Amri, and some say, Amar Chizda, arba me'eder katan, chamesh me'eder gadol. Depends on the size, basically depends on the size. If it's four from a smaller flock, five from a larger flock, I don't know what constitutes a small flock, what constitutes a large flock, but whatever the small or large is defined as, from it all goes up in proportion. Now the Gemara says, Hakufa Kasha, there seems to be an inherent contradiction in the Mishnah, in the Braisa. Armart arba v'chamesh son, arba v'chamesh gizin, so arba v'chamesh in, four or five, yes. If you say four or five, that means aval shalosh lo, not three. Right? So they're giving the limitation of four or five. The safe flame, the safe says, aval lo state son, says not two, which is mashma, you can't do three. So which way is it? So is it two, is it three good or not? So lo kasha ha bar yosa ha b'chichishosa. One is talking about a case in the Briyasa, right? We said the Briyasa is the case where they went back home, right? No, that's Bisos.
Healthy ones.
How healthy ones? Bari. Healthy zone that the Bala Bais always is watching about them, he'll know. So therefore, three, you can't sell, you can sell three, because he'll know about even three. But Ha, Bichasha, if they're not so healthy, so then the Bala Bais doesn't look at it so much. So three, you can buy, but four or five, the Bala Bais will know about that you can buy. Okay. Then the Braisa said, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, oh gosh. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Baisos lochim hem midbar yos ein lochim mechem. You can buy the ones that go back home, you can't buy the ones that stay in the midbar. So you buy a little Rabbi Yehuda, Aresha kai lechumra, odil masev kai lechula. So you go on Aresha and lechumra, he's going on the safe lechula. So how does that work? Aresha kai lechumra, if he goes on the Aresha, this is what it means. The Amar, the Braisa says, lochim hen arba v'chamisha tzon, you can buy four or five. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, hani mil baisos. That's only if they return back to the house. Aval midbar yos, I feel arba v'chamisha lo. But even by the midbar yos, you can't even buy four or five. I mean, the heter is only by four or five. Oh, Dilma, I say for Kaila Kula. He's talking about the safe and he's going the Kula. And what does that mean? The Amar Aval lo shtei tzon v'lo shtei gizin. The Rishta says you can't buy two, right? But then Rabbi Yehuda says, hani mil midbar yos. That's only if they return back to the house. Aval bais, that's only if they don't return back. Aval baisos, the ones that do turn, return shtayim nami lochim, even by two, because then the owner will be margish and no. So Toshma, then we bring a riot, which way is which, so we'll stop with this. Toshma, the time of Yehuda Omer, lochim baisos mehen, you can buy the ones that return back to the house. The ein lochim midbarios, but you can't purchase from the shepherd the ones that stay, the sheep that stay in the midbar. Ubechol makom, in any place, whether it's the midbar, oh, it's the baisos, lochim mehen arba v'chamish etzon, you can buy four or five. So, me the armor b'chol makom. We're talking about b'chol makom. Shmai mina safe kai l'kula. He's talking about a safe l'kula. He's meaning that he gave a limitation, and they were saying, but four or five, no matter what, you can buy. That is l'kula. Shmai mina. We'll stop here. Have a wonderful day.